Heads collect like rivulets along the flesh of this blacktop sediment. Fresh fly kicks crush, ready to get their laces bust when the cross comes over, too quick to adjust. First step, leave them froze where they slept. We roll like five fingers to a hand, flexing breath control. Footwork and fast breaks, kinetic and elegant enough to leave you in a trance. You have no chance, just lamp on the pine. Who's next to be dragged through this sequence of picks and rolls, stops and pops? Gooseneck all in your chicken bucket. Fuck it, man, we all in your pockets when we stuck it to backboard. My team swarm like a horde of some dope fiend, can't get enough for this rush. We keep it moving, leaving nothing left to discuss. Nothing but just the hush of ghosts haunting these courts. In this wide world of sports, we make more than just amazing happen. We thread needles through seams, patting the pill with such skill, like a crook with no look when up jumps the alley. Flush, game time. Heads roll off the court with kicks still crushed. In this dog-eat-dog world, you ain't nothing but just food to us. Now who wants to call next? Because this is where it happens, Captain. And I suggest that you respect the architects.
Hey. I know Miss Jersey is excited this morning. That's right, because it's the TLV Sports Talk Show. Time to crank up your woofers in the background there. You hear the music and the tweeters, because the TLV Sports Talk Show is now on the air. That's right. In your car, in your home, or on your phone, you can hear the TLV Sports Talk Show. Taking life's vision. That's right. We talk sports. We talk life. We make you visible. That's right. And remember, the views and statements and opinions, products or the services or of the hosts or contributors on the TLV Sports Talk Show are not necessarily endorsed or agreed upon by Taking Life's Vision, Blog Talk Radio, Taking Life's Vision staff, Blog Talk Radio staff and owners, and all representations. That's right. All representations are meant to be for its entertainment purposes only. Don't get it personal. And do not reflect the feelings of those entities. I know you're happy this morning. We're going to talk about the CFP. That's right, College Football Playoffs National Championship. Clemson versus Alabama. The setup. I call it, it's the setup. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on. But before we do that, hey, we want to... Miss Jersey, we know that you are a happy camper today because Green Bay is on top. Green Bay Packers look like they're going to make it to the next round because they just swamped Eli and them yesterday. What's going on, Miss Jersey? Talk to us about your Green Bay Packers. I know you're happy.
You know I'm excited. Oh, my goodness, Randy B. In the beginning of that game, because it started off a little slow, I was a bit worried. But as that game kicked off and the second half rolled in here, look, I had to put on my cheese head. It was loud. The crowd was loud and out of control. I mean, this game was so amazing. And, you know, people were floating that picture around with Odell Beckham. I guess, you know, some of the team traveled down to Miami. And people are posting the picture now with, like, a whole bunch of Jordan cry faces on there. It's like, where was Odell Beckham at? Is he still in Miami? Because he really didn't show up in that game. A lot of dropped passes. But, hey, we'll take it, right? Did you see Aaron Rodgers with yet another Hail Mary in that game, Randy B?
No, I didn't. To be honest with you, you're going to have to describe it to me.
Oh, man. It was coming right to the last play of the half. And Aaron Rodgers came up, scrambled a bit, rolled, you know, around on the field, and then threw that ball up in the air for yet another Hail Mary. The game was going to end off being 6-7 going into halftime. It ended up being 14-6. Because of the Hail Mary. Aaron Rodgers is just amazing. I mean, the time of possession, it was a difference of 10 minutes. The ball, the Packers had the ball for 34 minutes and 31 seconds throughout that game. So they had the ball in their hand a lot of the time, scoring 38 points. It was 38-13. But it's like Eli did not come up big in this game. Eli or, Victor Cruz and Odell Beckham, the forceful three there, did not show up to this game.
Well, you know, it always, Donna Washington wrote a song back in the 50s. For those of you who don't remember, for those of you who do remember, but she said, what a difference a day makes, 24 little hours. All right, what a difference a day makes, Aaron Rodgers. They was writing him off. Aaron Rodgers, this is the time for him to retire. Aaron Rodgers, he doesn't look the same. Aaron Rodgers, what's going on? 7 straight wins. Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. Don't get it twisted. He is that quarterback. And now he's a happy camper. He's playing really good. The whole team's playing really well. We're going to wait and see what takes place with Jody Nelson. It's reported as a rib injury, but it's also been described also that it's a possible spleen injury also. So if we got that report wrong, we apologize. But we know that looks like Jody Nelson might not be playing for the next round. Talk to us, Miss Jersey. The next round with the Green Bay Packers playing the Cowboys. This is a repeat. This is a repeat. It seems as though that the American spectator for sports loves repeats. You know, the game that where, you know, was he out of bounds? Did he catch the ball? Cowboys, you know, bad call, makes the call over there in Dallas, and then they come back to Green Bay. You can't get that call. Everybody's going to remember those things that took place a couple of years ago in the playoffs. So, now, that being said, Green Bay Packers are taking on the Dallas Cowboys in the next round. Do they have what it takes to overcome Ezekiel Elliott and that freshman quarterback?
I definitely think that they can win against the Cowboys. You know, the Cowboys are not playing the same team that they beat in the regular season. I definitely will say that. And with Ezekiel Elliott, we definitely have to do something to keep him at bay. But you know what? I think that the secondary, the corners, they did a much better job. If you see how they kept Odell Beckham in double coverage in that last game against the Giants, they'll definitely keep the receivers, Dez Bryant and the crew, you know, Beasley and Witten. I think that they have the ability to keep them at bay. And, you know, Dak Prescott is going to have to make some throws that he has not had to make because he hasn't been throwing a lot of the long ball in the game. Not a lot of play action from the Cowboys. And I guess you will see, you know, some more of that. But if we can keep Ezekiel Elliott at bay and really focus on him and not allowing that time of possession with the Cowboys, I think that the offense, even though we have some injuries, even though Jordy Nelson is out, you know, Aaron Rodgers is just about making it work with whatever he has. I mean, I know we talk a lot about Tom Brady being able to throw to anybody. I mean, he could throw to me, he could throw to you. He'd have us looking like top-notch receivers. But Aaron Rodgers has that ability also. When he's in the zone and he's throwing an accurate pass where it needs to be, where only that receiver or tight end can catch the ball, they're unstoppable when he gets in that moment. And then you saw a lot of play action last night with Aaron Rodgers, and he was amazing with throwing the ball down the field yesterday.
Well, you know, the history of the Giants, they're just going down because they're one-dimensional. They're too easy to figure out. They need a running back. As everybody knows that. Your defense is fantastic. Wasn't fantastic enough yesterday because Aaron Rodgers gave him 38 points on the board. But to play the Dallas Cowboys, the success of the Cowboys, even though they've been so multi-fantastic with the weapons that they have, I have to give the credit to the coach. Okay? Coach Garrett, they and the staff, they are mixing things up. You don't know what they're going to do because they have so many weapons, and they hit you in rhythm. They hit you in many different ways. The success of stopping Ezekiel Elliott, which the Giants did, taught them a lesson. I believe that you're going to see more play-action passes from Dak Prescott. You're going to see him running the ball more than Tony Romo, that's for sure, more than Eli Manning, that's for sure. And so I think it's going to be really, in my opinion, Cowboys-Green Bay game is going to be like a Super Bowl game. It really is. And a lot of times you get these teams cross match like that, and you come to the Super Bowl and you say, man, that playoff game with the Cowboys and Packers, that was a better game. Actually, you know, that could have been a Super Bowl game if it was possible. We know it's not possible because they're in the same division. Okay, so that being said, Seattle is playing the Falcons. Who do you like with Seattle playing the Falcons? Is Russell Wilson going to be that guy, or is Matt Ryan going to be the guy that we know that he is? Is the Seattle team going to step up and stop that powerful running game and that powerful offensive game of the Falcons? So what's going on there? Who's doing what? Miss Jersey.
Listen, Randy B, the way that I watched the Seahawks play the Lions yesterday, it seemed to be that the teams yesterday just weren't very equal. Either the games weren't close, you know, so you didn't have to watch anything. Oh, my goodness, this is about to come down to the wire. You know, you had a 38-13 game with the Packers and the Giants, a 6-26 game with the Seahawks. But the way that they were playing the game, see, Russell Wilson, it doesn't seem like he has to do sometimes but so much to win the game, because the players around him are in such a position of playing a lot of the time the best that they can play. You know, it's not like they leave it all up to Russell Wilson. They are individual players that really want to get out there and show their talent, as well as not just dwelling off of the hand of the quarterback. That's more what goes on with the Packers. You know, most of the time, this is as good as Aaron Rodgers' play is whether we're going to win or not. In Seattle, it's a different ball game over there because you don't know which player is going to step up from time to time. With that being said, the Falcons, they just seem to fall under pressure. And really, when you think about it, in the NFC, the Falcons always come in looking like they are the better team. I mean, you have Matty Ice, right? He has Julio Jones. They have a Davante Adams. I mean, Devontae Freeman. You know, they have a lot going on. But when you look at where they're at, when they get to the playoffs, it's just not the same team. The lights are too big for them when they get in the playoffs. And the lights can't be too big if you're playing a team like Seattle, because they're going to come on strong. Every play, Pete Carroll has something up his sleeve.
Yeah, and you're listening to TLV Sports Talk Show, where we talk sports, we talk life, we make you visible. Right here with AKA Miss Jersey. That's right, she's the CEO, producer, sportscaster for Women Talk Football. And you know what? We're chopping it up for the NFL playoffs, and we're talking about who's got the grits. Who's got the grits for the next round? And as just said, definitely the Seattle Seahawks. Mr. Pete Carroll, he's another exciting coach. He knows how to mix it up, too. And these teams have that playoff experience. The Falcons got playoff experience, but they just always come up short. Cowboys, right now, they're a young team. And you have some veterans on there that have playoff experience. Excuse me. But they're going up against an experienced Green Bay Packers team that has been there many, many times before. It's going to be exciting in the NFC. Who's got the grits and who's going to do what? Having said that, let's go over to the AFC. How about those Steelers? How about those grinding, blue-collar, working Steelers, Pittsburgh Steelers? Hey, did they have an easy win? Will they have an easy win in the next round playing the Chiefs? What do you think, Miss Jersey?
I think that the Steelers are playing some great football right now. And, I mean, if you cannot look, the three Bs, you know, your Big Ben, Bell, and Brown, it's so hard to get through them. I mean, sometimes I think that this is a team that doesn't even know, they don't even know yet the amount of talent that they have on the team. And I think Mike Tomlin, you know, this second half of the season, the Steelers have really come up because, you know, they were having a hard time. Then, you know, then Roethlisberger, he got injured. But late in the season, they've really come up. And I think what Mike Tomlin decided to do when they got to the playoffs right here is, we are going to let our stars shine. We have the best running back in the game. We have the best wide receiver in the game. And we have a great quarterback in Ben Roethlisberger. And Bull, with the three of them, he really got to the point of utilizing them as the stars that they are. Because there were some times where Bell didn't even get that many carries. There are some games where Antonio Brown, he wasn't even looked at but a few times in the game. But it was like, listen, Big Ben, this is where we're going. Our stars are stars, and they're great athletes. This is how we're going to win this game. And that's how they came out there. They came out there strong. And when you look at them now going into having to play the Chiefs, they're going to need this level of momentum to go into that next game.
That's so true. Having said that, they're going to have to face the winners of the Patriots-Texans game. Who comes out on top of that? Does Houston have a chance to beat the New England Patriots? Miss Jersey.
I mean, unless somebody kidnaps Tom Brady, Gronkowski decides to go and have one of his party boats this weekend, and Bill Belichick decides to quit as a coach and take his staff with him. I mean, at that point in time, and maybe because you still got Jimmy G left, and Jimmy G just decides that he doesn't want to play anymore, and the running backs just don't show up. I mean, unless it's like 10 people that just show up on the field that day, the Texans do not have a chance.
Okay. It's not happening, Captain. Okay, it's not happening, Captain. Okay, so having said that, the Patriots, Steelers, Patriots, Chiefs. Miss Jersey.
You know what? If I had to look at the Chiefs in this whole situation is my only wild card. If Andy Reid just gets into that mold that he was in when the Eagles went that year, the Eagles went to the Super Bowl, if he gets in that all-out mold where Andy Reid is not scared of any play, any player, or anything, that right there could be the possible upset if you get to the point where it is the Chiefs versus the Patriots for, you know, whatever reason. It probably won't be the Texans. The Chiefs is the only team here that I think really could provide an upset. And I would have said Pittsburgh, but I think the Chiefs is just sitting to the wayside quietly. And they don't want any press right now. They just want to go out there and do what they have to do. So if they get by the Steelers, the Patriots better watch out.
Hey, we sure like to see that for you Tom Brady haters. We like to see Tom Brady get deflated. Hey, you listen to TLV Sports Talk Show. We talk sports. We talk life. We make you visible right here with your main man, Randy B. And, okay, we got the sportscaster on the other line here. That's right, a.k.a. Miss Jersey. That's right, Kenise Hunter from Women Talk Football. We chopping it up, talking about the NFL playoffs. And who do you like and who do you think is in? Who do you think is out? Coming down to the Super Bowl, when it all boils down, I know it's a long way away. My pick right now, the way I look at it, from experience and defense, I'm going to go with the Seattle Seahawks versus the New England Patriots. Miss Jersey, who do you like in the Super Bowl?
I personally, you already know who I want to see.
Okay.
I want to see the Green Bay Packers. I want to see the Packers and the Patriots. That's who I want to see. And only because I don't want to beat any other team. It's like I want Aaron Rodgers to knock off Tom Brady. And you know I like Tom Brady. But if we're going to be in the Super Bowl, I want to beat the best. I don't want it to be Pittsburgh because we already beat Pittsburgh in the two Super Bowls. And the Texans, I don't want to play Kansas City. But the Texans, that wouldn't make the best Super Bowl if it was the Packers or the Texans. If we beat them, it's like, well, we really didn't even win a Super Bowl, right? So I want to go against the best at this point in time, Packers and Patriots in the Super Bowl 51.
Having said that, does Green Bay have enough to beat the Patriots as far as defense is stopping Tom Brady? Defense wins championships.
I think we have enough. You know what? Defense does win championships. I think that if we can keep Tom Brady, if we can get him a little frustrated, because sometimes it's just mental. When Tom Brady has, you know, some moments of frustration, meaning there, if we can keep them from scoring a lot early, from time to time, Tom Brady does have the ability to get a bit frustrated from time to time. So I think that the Packers, with the amount of offense, estimate them in a sense. And also, I think that we have enough offense to, even without Jordy Nelson, which is why sometimes not having your best player in there is the best, because they don't really have anyone to double. And when you allow someone to have one-on-one coverage with Aaron Rodgers throwing accurate passes that only his receiver can catch, I think when you put that into the equation, I think it will be close, but I think that the Packers could come out on top at the end.
Well, that certainly will be a great Super Bowl, because you have two great quarterbacks, certainly the Hall of Famers first round going in, and it would be a repeat. And personally, even though I said the Seahawks, Patriots, I wouldn't mind seeing either one of those, Seahawks or the Green Bay Packers, beat up on the Patriots. Everybody knows how I feel about Tom Brady. I respect him as a player. You know, I just don't like his arrogancy and his demeanor, and I'm not a Tom Brady fan at all. So having said all that, I respect their coach. You know, they're a great team. They're the San Antonio Spurs of the NFL football. They have a great system. They know the game. And so, you know, let's wait and see what takes place. But I still would like to see either the Seahawks go up against the Patriots and beat the Patriots, or Green Bay. It certainly will be a great Super Bowl. People love rematches. They love trilogies. And either one of these two teams would be a trilogy, or not a trilogy, but it would be a rematch. And so either way, the media is going to hype it up to make money, to make money. Hey, you listen to TLV Sports Talk Show. We talk sports, we talk life, we make you visible. Talking about making money, you know, going to the CFP, that's right, College Football Playoffs, National Championship, again, here it is, making money, Clemson taking on Alabama. Was this a setup politically, by the way they matched up everyone in the Final Four, Miss Jersey, with Ohio State going up against Clemson, and the way Alabama just rolled over their opponent? It's the way they came out with the numbers, Randy B. Oh, yeah. So Alabama couldn't meet Clemson in that Final Four, because then it would just be a rollover, and we wouldn't make a lot of money in the playoffs down there in Tampa. You know, hey, is there a political thing to how they, you know, they kept Penn State out of the Final Four? Penn State played a heck of a game against USC. All right, and they came up short. They made a few turnovers there. They had some flags on the final plays there down in the end zone. They had two flags, and it hurt them. Yes, it did. You know, but that was a great game, high scoring game. Could Penn State have beat Alabama? That remains to be seen. We'll never know. Penn State was on top of their division. They beat Ohio State. They only lost to Michigan and Pitt. So why weren't they in the Final Four? Why did they have to go to the Rose Bowl? Well, because they went to the Rose Bowl once before, and they played that same USC team, and it was a repeat. And so they kind of hyped it up with a little media. It was a big game for Rose Bowl. Yes, but we're talking about a CFP national championship here. National championship. Penn State, should they have been there? Why not? Why weren't they there? Because Clemson taking on Alabama is a repeat. And we in America love repeats when it comes to championships. It gives the other guy the opportunity to say, you know what, I'm back again. I lost to you the last time. Now it's my time to put it to you. What do you think about that, Miss Jersey? The CFP National Championship, Clemson taking on Alabama. I hope Clemson beats Alabama. That's what I want. I don't want to see Sabian get that next chip. I don't want him to go down as the highest winning coach in history, because there's a coach at Grambling that passed away that was very, very great, and I don't want to see him break that record. All right. Having said that, how do you feel about Clemson taking on Alabama, Miss Jersey? Women talk football.
Randy B., you know, you are so right. We get so hung up on the repeats. And this may be the year of the repeats with college football, with the NBA, with the NFL. You know, right now, like you said, people want to see the Packers and Seattle go at it again to see who's going to be the best out of whatever, right? And then you want, in the NBA, it's going to be the Warriors and the Cavaliers yet again, right? And here we are down in college. We're at Alabama and Clemson again. It's like, for right now, it's trending. We want to see the repeat, the three-peat, the four-peat. That's what keeps bringing people back. People want to bet on it. People want to bet against it. And college football seems like, if you know, the feeling of college football right now is people talk about college now. It almost seems like it's bigger than the NFL, the NBA, all the professional teams, right? Because it got, this situation like this has everybody. People that don't even pay attention to college are paying attention to this game because you're back here with the battle of the same coaches and the same players, and there's always a story, and oh, the offensive coordinator is going to another team, and you're just wrapping so many stories around it. But of course they weren't going to set the Final Four up to the point where Alabama and Clemson were going to play against each other, because you were trying to get the bracket to get them back together because you wanted big for the college playoffs. I mean, this game right here, I mean, this may be like one of those most watched. College is going to make so much money off of this one game in the bowl. And you need a bigger story on top of this because you had so many players a few weeks ago. It turned into, oh, we're not these top-notch players that are going into the draft that may be in the NFL next year. They don't want to play the bowl game. You know, so that brought the bowl game down a little bit because people don't want to watch. It's just like, we don't want to watch the Patriots play if Tom Brady says, hey, you know what, I'm not playing in the playoffs. And you're looking like, what, Tom Brady's not playing? That brings your stats down. If Tom, the same thing with Derek Carr. Well, he's not playing with the Oakland Raiders. It's just something about that, right? But in college, you want your up-and-coming stars to be out there playing on the field. And so people, of course, come out to support and buy tickets for. So, of course, college football, I mean, it's becoming a conglomerate and a monster in sports.
Yes, it is. And it's the American way, quote unquote. It's the American way, and again, everyone that knows me knows that sports is good. I really encourage sports for the kids so that they can get their education through sports. Sports is just a little platform that they stand on, and sports is a way of working together as a team, as a unit. You know, togetherness, building life character skills, and better quality skills in life, period, you know. But sports should not be a god. Sports should not be worshipped and idolized. And in America right now, we have come to the point, we've always been idol worshippers as far as sports, okay? It's nothing new. But now, here we are in the 21st century, 2017, and it has climaxed to an all-time high. All-time high. Where people are getting killed over their say-so about a favorite team. And you can't even speak up about your team that you like if you go into a hostile environment. That is crazy. You know, it's no longer just fun, okay? So you have that type of environment. You have people betting trillions of dollars, not millions, not billions, but trillions of dollars all over the world. And so this game that is going to take place here, National Championship Clemson versus Alabama, certainly is the highlight of all college championships. They designed it that way, the Final Four. Everybody was putting pressure on them. We want to see a Final Four. We want to see a Final Four. And then they set it up that way. It's the same way with the big dance with basketball. It's the same system, folks. It's the same system. It's controlled. Don't be bamboozled by it. Enjoy the game. But don't let it be such an idol worship where you're going to be sick the next day if your team loses. You can't even go to work. You're going to beat your kids up. You're going to go to have road rage. And you're going to go in the supermarket and slam everything around. Relax. It's just a sports game. But when you get to that point, you are at a place of idol worship. And it's in you. And it's unnecessary. But that's the way it is. Only in America. You're listening to TLV Sports Talk Show, where we talk sports, we talk life, we make you visible, right here with AKA Miss Jersey Kenise Hunter, Women Talk Football, and your main man, Randy B. Hey, you know what? I see a clock on the wall saying, time to go. Hey, it's been really real, Miss Jersey. We're hoping that you can be with us February the 12th. We're going to be up at Rider University, women basketball. That's in February the 12th. So if you're not doing anything and you want to see a good game, come on up with us to Lawrenceville, New Jersey, Rider University, women's basketball at its finest. TLV Sports Talk Show will be in the building. So, Miss Jersey, in the meantime, in between time, you know the deal. We'll see you next week. We're off like a dirty shirt.
See ya.
See ya.